Andrew Kenny, thank you so much for joining us on Biz News this morning.
Perhaps absolute
we
pleasure.
Can get just a little of your background in by way of introduction to our audience.
Okay, well, I've got degrees in physics and mechanical engineering. I'm a professional engineer, retired one, with an interest in energy, especially nuclear energy. I've worked for Eskom. I've worked for Kuberg. And I'm very interested in nuclear matters, and I've written them in various publications.
Thank you so much. Let's look at the current situation where we are hearing from the Minister of Mineral and Petroleum Resources, Gwede Mantashe, in a recent statement that he made that South Africa will potentially look for nuclear energy from Iran and Russia if they come in at the right price point. Now, what we're trying to understand is how much of this is politicking, how much of this is a reality. And when I say politicking, I'm meaning how much of this is just to further aggravate the tension between the US and the SA. And SA. In other words, government has said, we will not be bullied. Could you unpack his statement for me?
Yes. This is a very, very unfortunate matter. And there's been stupidity from both sides. So just to be blunt about it, I actually would have voted for Trump if I was an American. But I'm very disappointed in thinking he's done a whole lot of stupid things. For example, he's let down his own courts. For example, our Expropriation Act is terrible. It's a threat to property, but it's not what he says it is. It's nothing to do with singling out Afrikaans farmers or that. That's a load of nonsense. So he's talking nonsense there. Now here, for some reason, he's said, I'm reading what he said, this is Trump with one of his executive orders, is accusing South Africa of reinvigorating its relations with Iran to develop commercial, military, and nuclear arrangements. This is complete nonsense. First of all, we've got nothing to do with nuclear weapons at all. In fact, we're the moral leaders of the world as far as nuclear weapons are concerned. We had them and renounced them. We're open to full inspection from the whole world. Anyone can come examine. I think we are not making nuclear weapons. We're not going to. With Iran, we haven't got any relationships with Iran on nuclear at all, with power, not nothing. So Mantashe is quite right when he said we haven't got any sort of relations with them on nuclear. And our nuclear energy of South corporations has said the same thing, nothing. And why should we have? We're ahead of Iran as far as nuclear technology is concerned. We've got nothing. Okay, but now, unfortunately, Mantashe got a bit aggressive himself. He didn't quite say we won't be bullied, as Ramaphosa said, which was a stupid thing to say because actually he allows himself to be bullied the whole time. But he said, we will accept bids from anyone around the world as far as nuclear power is concerned. Well, quite right, too, that when we do go out to bid on a nuclear power station, which I hope is very soon, it's been far too long in coming, of course we accept bids from anyone in the world without exception. So Russia, of course. In fact, I'll be honest with you, I think if I was going wanting a nuclear power station for anyone in the world, I think the Russians offer the best ones that there are. Wonderful, they're safe, they're good, et cetera, et cetera. Iran offers nothing. We're ahead of them. So this is a really stupid confrontation between us. It shouldn't be a confrontation at all. There's nothing to argue about.
So the bottom line, if I'm hearing you correctly, is that Iran does not have the ability to offer us nuclear energy in the first place.
Correct. I think they've got a nuclear station up and running. We're far better than them with nuclear technology, a far better history. So you know, of course, okay, if you want to work with them on nuclear power, fine. But why should you want to?
So really, it's a nonsensical statement, and one
Absolutely.
Could assume that it's just fueled by the current tensions between US and SA. It was made in the heat of the moment.
Exactly so. As I say, I haven't got Trump derangement syndrome. I'm not going to froth at the mouth when I hear about Trump. I'd have voted for it, but he's done so many stupid things now. And I'm horrified at what he's doing in the Ukraine, for example. He seems to be selling out the Ukraine. It's disgraceful. And on here, he doesn't get his facts right. He didn't get his facts right on expropriation. He didn't get his facts right on this too. It's just, what he's saying is just wrong. It's just wrong.
Andrew, I really appreciate your time joining us here on Biz News. Thank you very much. And I look forward to talking to you again as the story unfolds, as our resident nuclear expert. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.